All right, we got lots more coming, as I promised you this morning, and I'm going to go to our next guest right now, because I want to give her every minute, so it's coming up here. Do stick around. Joining us is Kimberly May. She is an Army veteran who has provided extraordinary service to this country and is now putting her experiences in the form of a book. A lot of poetry in it, and I'll ask Kimberly about it when she comes back. And I do want to say that the contributions from sales in this book will go to just terrific causes, like Wounded Warriors and other organizations. I commend her. And before we begin, I want to say thank you for your service. Kimberly May, I want to give the name of the book out here as well. It is, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you introduce the book. You can talk about it. It's A Drill Sergeant's Fame. It's published by Author House. You can get it in paperback, hardcover, and ebook at authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Kimberly, welcome.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for that introduction.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And what brought about this book? And I mentioned that a lot of it was poetry. It's kind of an unusual mix of perhaps prose and poetry, but what was the genesis for this book?
Okay, well, I started writing when I was in basic training, not with the thought of creating a book, but I began with a means to help other females that were having issues, and it just ventured into a book throughout my military career, and excuse me, I gave it the title A Drill Sergeant's Fame because I did want to make it a point to give a big thanks to our drill sergeants who helped to create all of us civilians into soldiers.
I want to, that brings up a point here. We see a certain image of drill sergeants when we watch movies, TV shows, you know, tough, no-nonsense people who kind of bust the chops of the people who are serving. Is that real? Is that accurate? Or is that just kind of fantasy?
Oh, no, that's real. That's very real. They have a job to do. And really the only way to touch on that is to join the military, and you can experience that for yourself, we'll just say. But there's a whole other side to them that most people don't realize. For me, it was different. When I was in basic training, I came in with a greater understanding of that, that they weren't just a mean and scary, harsh drill sergeant, but rather that they were a human being doing a job. Because I come from a large military family, and I also had relations with someone who was a drill sergeant. So I saw them as a person, not just as our drill sergeant.
Who is this book for? Who's your target audience? And what is the message or two you'd like them to come away with? I know there's more than one, but for purposes of summarization, where are we on that?
Well, this book actually has a little bit for everybody. There's poems that express my venture through what I experienced. There's also my personal journal notes giving a more in-depth look at where I was or what I was thinking, feeling. And there are also blank pages in there. It's meant to be a poetic journal, not just of me and my essence, but also for those who buy it to write down their own thoughts and to make the book their own, basically. It's for, mothers, daughters, sons, businessmen.
What's the message? What messages would you like people to take?
Well, there's the most obvious one of giving respect and admiration to drill sergeants and all soldiers alike, both past and present, those who gave the greatest sacrifice their life. I guess the purpose of my book is to spark readers' thirst for life and urge them to see the good in the most challenging of times, and to ardently pursue their ambitions. So many times in life, people get boggled down and discouraged by all of the negatives, and it's important in life to see all of the positives in any given situation that we face.
Yeah, and you've got an interesting mix of poetry and journalism. And I want to point out, I mean, this is your book, you wrote it, but you served in Afghanistan. I mean, you've really been through the rigors of service in the Army. And the book is yet filled with some comical and humorous anecdotes as well, correct?
Yeah, it's a mix of a comical, cunning, transcendent poetry, too. Not just, it's not all about the Army and the service. So,
If you got something you could just read to give us a touch of what your poetry is like, just maybe 15 or 20 seconds.
Sure. I will read. You can actually find this excerpt on my website. It's from Army Owned.
Oh, and give out your website while you mention that.
Uh-huh. It's a kimmymae.com. That's kimmiemae.com.
All right.
And the excerpt, drill sergeants are a special breed. Though at first sight it doesn't seem, they do possess all one needs for soon American soldiers to be. Some shaped from rotted clay, others come from demise in their hiding place, critiqued and fashioned the Army way. Strong-willed and purpose-driven, that's how we start living. Bold and brassy, fearing no more, it's our nation that we fight for.
All right, terrific.
And then here's another quick little excerpt. This is the first poem I wrote. To help some of the females that were struggling in basic training. It's titled, Our Own Fight. Today I started a new life. I knew it wouldn't be nice. The tunnel looks long, dark, and dreary. Though commonly known, the ends lit up, warm and bright, mostly without strife. This journey's like cutting into bone with a knife. Hard and tedious, seems like a roll of the dice. Looking left and right, one gets so leery, but hey, it's just like having a wife. She's a lot of work, time, and money spent. Look into your head. Ouch, what a dent. So that's a piece of the more comical aspect of my writing.
Other than the poetry and journalism mix and the fact that you're talking about stories related from the service, how would you differentiate this book from others of the same vein?
Well, it contains obviously not only poems, but a glimpse into what I was thinking or experiencing when I wrote the poem. It's a mix of poetry and journalism. I also organized my poetry journal into chapters with a table of contents, and most poetry books don't have that arrangement in detail. They're also divided into chapters. I've included blank note pages for readers to add in their own insights and to jot down how my work has inspired them. So it's meant to not just have readers look into my mind, basically, but for them to look in themselves and to jot down what they feel they've taken from that.
What would you say is the most challenging part? What was the most challenging part of writing this book?
Oh, the most challenging part? Well, I guess the writing part was actually quite simple for me because it's basically me writing down my own thoughts and experiences of some of my essence. But the most challenging part was arranging it, finding which poems flow with each other and arranging them into the chapters and such. Most challenging part really was the publication process because I went, instead of doing the traditional way, I self-published through Author House. So it was a really good, challenging experience.
Yeah, been through it and know it well. Is there any particular scene a character and you have to do this pretty quickly that you'd like to just highlight? Real, got about 15 seconds.
Okay, real quickly. I just wanted to really commemorate all the servicemen and women and all to tell anybody that you can achieve your goals. Don't ever give up on yourself.
All right, wonderful message. A Drill Sergeant's Fame, Author House, written by a real patriot, Army veteran Kimberly Maids.